control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually can control the website, control the content. What you see on the front page is brought to you by listeners like you. You find something online that you think is interesting, outrageous, exciting, fun, and then post it. Post that link to our website at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page. At that point, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it to the front page of the site. So what you see on the front page of freetalklive.com, put there by listeners just like you. You can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
So I told you, Mark, that there wasn't much to relay about today's court date. I told earlier this week we got into a lot of discussion about some of the things that had gone on between
You've
activists.
Been to court like 3 days this week.
Yeah, the majority of the days this week. I haven't done much in the way of work because I've been going to court.
I love that.
But you know what, Mark? I appreciate that you love that. Oh, wait, you're being sarcastic.
That's right. I don't like
Well, too bad for you, because I think it's important to go and support people who are willing to stand up for their freedom.
Especially parking tickets and things like that.
Absolutely. I went to the same court that you were today. I went to the same court that I went when you had an issue. A speeding ticket was what you had at this court, Newport in New Hampshire, about 45 minutes north of here. And there was another good crew. Like, we've had a solid crew of, like, eight people coming out every single day to these court events. And we're talking bright and early. I mean, we were there at 8:30, so we had to leave here around 7:30. And the real highlight, besides Daryl Perry, you know, having a good time with the police officer on the stand and, you know, basically showing the arbitrariness of the system, and bringing up the Shire Society, which is, of course, our new society that some of us have formed here in New Hampshire, which you have not joined, Mark. You're not
right.
A Shire Society member, but Daryl and I are. So it was kind of fun to hear the Shire Society brought up during the trial. The trial video is going to be available for you. In fact, it's up right now over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. The video, I don't think, has yet been posted to the front page of freekeen.com, but it is on the YouTube channel, so if you'd like to see that, it's available for you. But the most interesting part about today, I think, was that the trooper in New Hampshire, the state troopers tend to prosecute their own cases.
Often happens, yeah.
So if you get a speeding ticket by a state trooper and challenge it, you will be likely in court versus the state trooper. There's no prosecutor that they bring in to handle that case. I don't know why that is, but that's just the way they do it.
Okay.
And this trooper in particular mentioned prior to the trial, which, by the way, we were the only people in the courtroom for, or the courthouse. There was no one else there.
Empty place, huh?
Yeah. And so it was the trooper. It was about eight activists, a couple of court security agents, which kind of was a shock to me. It seems like sometimes they'll bring in extra court security when they know there's a Free State Project participant being tried.
But that didn't happen today.
That didn't happen today. So maybe they didn't know that it was a Free State Project participant, but I'm pretty sure that they did. Anyway, the trooper in this case, Mr. Hickox, he was a pretty cool guy. Like, turns out he's a Free Talk Live listener. So, and, you know, he told us that prior to the program, and then afterwards, or the court. Then afterwards, he talked to me about contributing to the local homeless shelter here in Keene, even though he probably doesn't live here.
100 nights. He's probably some distance away.
Yeah, this was an issue that happened.
But it proves
Newport.
He listens to the show. I mean, it's not like he just listened one time.
No, he was definitely listening last night. So, pretty cool. It's one of those moments where, oh, yeah, this is New Hampshire, where it's really small. There aren't that many people in the bureaucracy here. And if you make a splash as far as media is concerned and activism is concerned, there's a good chance they're going to have heard of you.
You know, it always stuns me.
Like, that wouldn't have happened in Florida.
No, there's too many people, I would think.
Right.
Excuse me. It always stuns me how many police officers listen to this show. And I wonder what it must be like, because, you know, on Free Talk Live, we talk about police malfeasance on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We try to be as fair as we possibly can. I think that in general, you're a cop hater, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
What?
Hey, that's what I think. I think that you...
How can you hate a cop and hug a cop at the same time?
I think that you're trying to be superior, is what I think. I
That's
think you're
ridiculous.
Trying to show your superior
That's ridiculous. To suggest that hugging someone is to show superiority, I mean, hugging somebody is to show your humanity and to connect with another human being. What a jaded, cynical little man you are.
Ah, yes, I'm a jaded, cynical little man. That's my view of it. I know you probably better than anybody else on the planet. I've
terrible.
Spent more hours with you than your own mother has.
I'm embarrassed to be in the studio with you right now.
In your adult life, and that's what I think. So, but I'm just always stunned when police officers listen to the show, and they tend to agree, the ones that tend to agree. So, I mean, it shows the amount of liberty-loving individuals that are within the police and the military and mm-hmm. things like that. So... I think that it's important for liberty lovers out there to make sure that they don't completely alienate those folks. I mean, we had some guy post, I think it was last night on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, that police are always bad. And
well, I mean, the guy was not doing the right thing, but then again, I don't know how many state troopers have the ability to drop a case. Yeah, he's there prosecuting the case, but does he have the ability to null pros?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nulla prosequi is a thing that a prosecutor can do where they will just dismiss a charge prior to a trial. I would imagine he's taken orders from somebody, and that he's not allowed to just dismiss one of these charges. He's got to go to court.
Bad if he did.
Yeah. So. But I agree with your assessment, Mark, not the assessment that I'm a cop hater. I think it's ridiculous. I have way more interactions and way more positive interactions with the police than you do.
You have a lot more interactions, that's for sure.
And most of them are positive. But anyway, I think that it's true that you don't want to alienate them, and you don't want to be hateful toward them, and that you don't want to be spiteful toward them, even if they are doing the wrong thing in a given instance, to not turn them off. And make them feel hatred towards you or animosity in some way towards the activism movement, because there's no reason why the people that are working for the government can't change their minds. There's no reason why they can't become allies for the freedom movement. No reason.
Yeah.
The only reason that would stop that from happening would be negative experiences with those activists.
And when it comes down to it, we are emotional beings. Humans are emotional beings. And, as much as we want to strive for thinking problems through and things like that, we all at the basic levels, decide which groups we want to be involved with based on, whatever experience that we've had.
So it was a pleasant morning.
I'm really stunned.
I mean, court security did end up kind of freaking out over James Cleveland's camera, who seems to be...
the target for...
He seems to have death wish is the right term, but an arrest wish. How about that? He seems to kind of be... He's really pushing the boundaries, which I always enjoy seeing, but I don't like seeing people get arrested either. And at one point, the security did notice he was filming outside the courtroom and, of course, had an issue with that and got up in his face and tried to remove him from the courthouse. And he got caught at the door again, like they were kind of blocking him, wanting him to leave, but blocking him from leaving at the same time. And Daryl ended up grabbing him by the arm and kind of pulling him out. He's like, "Hey, James, you're my ride. You can't get arrested right now." Still issues with the court security freaking out about cameras, but to a lesser extent today.
Yeah.
And I imagine that video will be available at some point. Check freekeen.com for that. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'm in court again next week, by the way. I've got a speeding ticket. Sorry, it's hard to keep track of all the different criminal charges I'm facing. I've got a speeding ticket next week, and it's actually not a trial. It's scheduled for what they call a speedy trial hearing.
Okay.
Now, I've been to one of these before, and generally it's a total waste of time. And so, you might ask, well, Ian, are you kind of a masochist? Is that why you put in these speedy trial motions to dismiss?
I wonder.
I don't know why I do it. I guess it's just for practice is really the reason I do it. This speeding ticket I got back in 2011. It's been over a year since I received the ticket, and the trial's not scheduled until January. So I put in a motion to dismiss. Hey, what happened to the right to a speedy trial? So I expect they're going to blow that off. We'll tell you more about that next week. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 and FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE. And you can join us to enjoy features like our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the cam is built into the same page as the chat room. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And know this. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Why? Well, because if you've got a concentration of activists, you can have an impact. You can make a difference. You can effectively reach out to the community. You can effectively connect with the government bureaucrats themselves, as we found out today, and we found out in the past. You can have an impact on legislative proceedings because you've got a concentration of people. You've got people who are willing to step up, who are willing to work together, who are willing to come at a problem from different aspects, you know, come at it from civil disobedience, come at it from a legislative aspect, come at it from an outreach perspective, create some media, do some behind-the-scenes activism. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on here in New Hampshire. We obviously focus more on the more visible stuff because, well, we know what's going on with that. But there are some amazing people doing behind-the-scenes activism, you know, creating websites, creating tools like Keen 411, where you can send a text message out and it is then blasted to recipients who have signed up to receive them via cell phone. So it's like a party line almost. Anyway, there's really neat tools we've got up here, and we're just getting the ball rolling. There are over 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. They've made the move from across the country. Most of them have. Mark, you and I came from Florida about 6 years ago. And even though it's been going on, the Free State Project's existed for over a decade now, we're still in the early mover phase. It's still, you know, pre-completion. We want to reach 20,000 people who pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. We're only up to over 13,000. I mean, we're two-thirds of the way there, but we still got a little ways to go. We want to get to 20,000. So at that point, there will then be a five-year window in which all 20,000 have to move here to New Hampshire. And if you think that the stories you're hearing and the success stories that you're hearing from New Hampshire on this show are exciting and really impressive now, wait until we've got 10 times as many people here. Because each activist has a certain impact. Each activist that is doing is having an impact, and so the more activists you get together that are doing together in the same geographic area, the greater the impact. It's just common sense.
It's synergy.
I like it, and I'm glad to be here, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. 855-450-FREE. Buck Wild! We'll talk about that coming up here a little bit later on in the program. This is a new MTV so-called reality show.
Oh, I thought it was one of those, the names for one of those policing operations or military operations. Operation Buck Wild.
It says that. Yeah, it could very well be that. There may be, let's talk a little bit about police or militaristic operation, where the Obama administration is considering ways to overturn marijuana legalization in Washington and Colorado, according to RT, Russia Today. New legislation in Washington state went into effect recently that legalizes for the first time in ages the possession of marijuana. Federal law still says otherwise, however, setting up the Justice Department to make some serious determinations. Even if smoking up became protected by state law in Washington starting Thursday, coast-to-coast prohibition, as provided by a longstanding federal ruling, remains on the books for marijuana advocates in the Pacific Northeast, or West, rather. The lifting of the ban is a pretty big victory. That doesn't mean that the Justice Department has ruled out an intervention, however. Since voters in Washington and Colorado opted on Election Day to legalize small amounts of cannabis for recreational use, the Department of Justice has been relatively quiet over how it will handle what's likely to become a heated
waiting
debate
in the shadows
regarding states' rights. In an article published by the New York Times, reporter Charlie Savage says senior White House and Justice Department officials are already attempting to tackle how to handle the new marijuana laws and are amid deliberations right now that will determine when, where, and how national law enforcement can intervene.
Isn't it hilarious that the Obama administration is worried about marijuana? I mean, this guy who smoked copious amounts of ganja back in his high school and college days suddenly...
No kidding!
You know, suddenly is on a tear to go after and arrest and incarcerate and fine people who did the same thing he did.
It's
what
sick.
A stinking, disgusting hypocrite. I mean,
well,
good
so was
Lord
George Bush
in heaven.
And so was Bill Clinton.
Well, Bill Clinton at least didn't go out and parade it all over the place. He said, well, I didn't inhale.
Well, whether he paraded it all over the place.
You can have a slight amount of respect for somebody like George H.W. Bush, who you just don't believe for a second ever smoked marijuana, for
yeah,
having some level H.W.
H.W. Oh, H.W., I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
The younger guy smoke marijuana who just has ignorance around it, thinks that marijuana is the same as LSD, is the same as crack, like, you know, that kind of old codger that just doesn't get it. I get it. I mean, there's plenty of people out there like that, and I understand where they're coming from. They need a certain level of education, and maybe that level of education is a puff on a joint, and maybe it's not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, Obama knows what marijuana's about because he's smoked pounds and pounds of it.
I don't know about that, but he has smoked a lot. He was known as a real pothead when he was in high school and college.
It doesn't take to, I mean, you know, you smoke every day or a few times a day for a couple of years, and you put it away, man.
Yeah, for sure.
The numbers add up. This guy is a stinking, disgusting hypocrite who's out there arresting marijuana smokers and killing people around the world with remote control airplanes.
Right. It's one thing to be a hypocrite. It's another thing to actually hurt people that you know, are a hypocrite regarding. Because it's one thing to speak hypocrisy, and it's another thing to actually do things to other human beings. And that's what he's doing.
And he's doing it all from pressure from police unions. That's what it's all about.
I want to continue the story here in a moment about what they're planning.
Police unions full of people who've smoked pot who are also disgusting hypocrites.
What they are planning, what is it they are going to possibly do as far as the federal government to respond to Colorado and Washington. But first, Justin is with us, listening to LRN.FM in Northport, Florida. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
It's great. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I just wanted to say that your call screener is doing a great job.
Okay.
He hung up on me twice thinking I was a cranker.
You just sound too young.
I'm not being sarcastic. He's doing a great job.
Well, I don't know why he would have hung up on you. I mean, normally we've had a problem with some crank calls recently. That normally we don't have a problem with crankers on Free Talk Live, but they've been explicitly bad in that every time they get on the air, they drop an F-bomb or something like that.
They're not even good crankers. I mean, it's been done.
I've been hearing it on the podcast. Yeah.
And so the board operator is supposed to do an extra level of screening for anybody that sounds, you know, young,
suspicious,
and ask for a phone number and then voice verify, and then, you know, actually call that person back. So they shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have just been hanging up on you. And I'm sorry to hear about that.
No, it's okay. He's trying to protect the show, I think. But what happened was, I'm listening on LRN.FM, and I guess it's not supposed to work anymore.
What?
And I thought I heard you guys say last week that the LRN.FM app is not working anymore or something.
Oh, no, LRN.FM's fine. It's just there was a listener-created app for the iPad or iPhone that no longer exists. So
I guess it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, stand by, Justin. I know you're calling for another reason, so hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. And thanks for your persistence getting on the phones here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about cannabis, your calls, Buck Wild on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. So our caller, who we'll return to in just a moment, Justin, was concerned. He's, what happened to LRN.FM? The app's not working. Well, the app is something that a listener of ours put together. It was only for the iPhone and iPad. And
I'm not sure that he was using the app ever. I think that he thought that the website wasn't working because we said the app wasn't working.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it was, the app that used to be on iPad and iPhone is no longer available, and so that could be causing some confusion. All you have to do to listen in to Free Talk Live is go to m.freetalklive.com, or if you want to listen to LRN.FM, go to m.lrn.fm. And you'll come up with the streams, direct links to the streams. You'll also find a link to TuneIn, which is a great little app that is probably not going to go anywhere anytime soon. TuneIn's a huge app that allows you to listen to pretty much anything that streams online. I mean, it's a really big catalog of radio station streams, internet streams, you name it. I mean, even police scanners. They've got it all over at TuneIn. And, of course, Free Talk Live and LRN.FM are listed in their service. So you can link to that directly, and TuneIn's available for every phone out there, every operating system, Windows, iPhone, Android, Palm. What are the other ones? They even have it for that, too. I know there's something else out there.
BlackBerry,
that's the one. So go to m.freetalklive.com, get direct links to our streams, the software that you need to listen, and then the podcast as well. It's all free. M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's Freedom with an S, Phoenix.com.
855-453. Let's continue here. Justin listening in Northport, Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live. So what was on your mind tonight?
So I have a conflict that I wanted to ask you guys about tonight.
Sure.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a cop hater, but I have probably a pretty strong prejudice against law enforcement officers. I try to remember that, you know, they're all individual people, but it's hard to remember that when you see a lot of the things that they do.
Right.
But my real conflict is I have a couple friends and family who want to become cops, and I've tried to talk them out of it, but, you know, they either don't have a lot of education or they're prior military and they think it's all they can do. I have a friend who recently graduated the police academy, and I want to be supportive as his friend, but I'm not necessarily supportive of his choice. And I don't know how to go about doing that, being his, you know, being a supportive friend.
That's an excellent question. And it's a shame that Brad Jardis wasn't able to make it tonight, because he's a former police officer himself who might have some interesting things to add to this conversation. Any thoughts off the top of your head on that one, Mark?
Yeah, first off, you know, it is the human condition that we think that people in our group are good and their group are bad. That's where we start it, just about everything. So if there's some way for you to include, and it seems like it's easier when you're talking about friends and family, those people in your group, and not consider that they're leaving your group, whatever your group might be, in order to go and do this policing thing. It's possible for police officers to do their job in a more just fashion. And what your goal should be is to, I mean, if you get pulled over and ticketed, or, you know, pulled over for a ticket or whatever, wouldn't you rather have a more liberty-minded rather than less liberty-minded police officer pulling you over?
Well, presuming this guy is liberty-minded.
But wait. I'm just asking the question.
Yes, absolutely. Having somebody more liberty-minded would be great. And in this case, I don't know if I necessarily... I'm bringing him along the road to liberty, but he's not quite there yet. He was a neocon, though, although he's a lot better about it now. But he's overall, he's a really good guy, and I think he'd make a good police officer as far as doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I always fear that he could be corrupted, you know, because I feel like you see it all the time. They're a nice guy or a nice, you know, nice gal, and they get corrupted by the power. I don't want to see that happen to a good friend or a family member.
Right, and all I'm telling you is to, you know, when you get told the stories, you feel that urge to critique the behavior, remember that, you know, the best way you can do that is with love and not to be preachy. Nobody wants to be told what to do. They have to come to their ideas on their own, and, you know, the fact is that police officers are a fact of life in this world, and we would prefer to have ones that, you know, have best friends who understand the ideas of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than ones who do not. So let's work from that standpoint and, you know, try to bring him along the same as you have been all along. The goal is not to get him to quit the police force, I don't think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If he thinks that that's the goal, it's never going to go well.
That's a great point. I see your point there.
So, I mean, that's where it's at, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, fine. Some of the most fertile ground are people who work for police departments and military agencies, as far as finding folks who believe in the ideas of liberty and bringing them along even further. That's some of the most fertile ground out there, because, I mean, that's where those are the people that taught me about the ideas of liberty initially.
Mm. Anything else on your mind tonight, Justin?
No, that was it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Very insightful.
Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for making the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. I don't really have anything to add to that. I think that it's great advice. I mean, it's got to be a little bit frustrating to know that somebody that you care about is going to be engaging in behavior that is not in favor of freedom. I mean, it just part and parcel of being a police officer means you're going to be expected to hand out tickets to people, and that means you're going to be aggressing against peaceful people.
I'd love to have some time to talk to you about this idea of tickets. You do agree that somebody can be going too fast on the road, right?
It's possible to be driving dangerously, yeah.
So let me ask you this. I mean, isn't it better to... Now, I'm not suggesting the speed limits that we have are a good thing. I think that speed limits occupy two areas in this world. A, they're an issue of safety, and B, they're an issue of revenue generation for governments. And if we can remove B, then we will have A, and I think A is a good thing. Safety. Okay. There's at least a relative amount of safety. So... how does the state, who at this point is the monopoly owner of roads and not likely to want to give that up, how do we have the state control safety when it comes to the speed of automobiles on the road?
I don't know, Mark. I mean, you could, I guess, give out a warning or something like that.
They call it aggression. It's really kind of pushing it.
I don't think that, you know, for the most part, if you looked at every speeding ticket case that people are involved in, I would say the supermajority of them are not putting anyone else in danger. They're just going over an arbitrary number, and they've been ticketed for that. What percentage of speeders out there are actually like the, you know, the crazed maniacs that you see barreling down the interstate that aren't police and, you know, rolling in and out of lanes of traffic, you know, barely clipping bumpers and things like that? What percentage of speeding ticket cases are those guys?
I would say less than 5%.
Yeah.
Because the cops just don't catch those people. They catch people that are going 10 or 15 or 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, sometimes in, you know, places where it just doesn't matter. And I think that this is one of the real problems with state ownership of the roads, is that they don't know how fast you should be going. There's one reflective sign that sits on the side of the road, and through sunshine and rain and, you know, sleet and snow, dark and light.
Always the same.
An old person driving the car, or a 25-year-old driving the car, you know, everything, a person who has shown themselves to be a good driver by not getting any, you know, any accidents, people who have gotten an accident every single year, all different kinds of drivers drive the same, are given the same speed to go on the road.
Yeah, I would just say stop the fundraising. I mean, that would be the way to stop that, but they're not going to do that because it's important for them to get money out of people.
Well, one of the ways that they could do that is just to donate the money directly, have the people donate the money to charity.
855-450-FREE. You take control. Your thoughts are welcome.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Lunch is ready! independence and MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on our site. We give them all away to you, and it's free. freetalklive.com. Though, if you would like, you can support the show. There is a few different ways to do that. One of them is the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it there and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, forum, and more.
I'd like to specifically let people know that when it comes to the AMP program, you and I get nothing from that program.
Mm.
All that money, as a matter of fact, that money, the $3,000-something dollars that we get from the AMP program every month,
yeah,
plus more, because you put more in,
yeah,
goes into the, you know, advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. It doesn't have anything to do with paychecks or anything like that.
No, no, that seems to be something that people misunderstand in some cases, well, about AMP, that it's in some way a program to put food on our table, and that's not the case.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I understand many of the podcasts and radio programs out there, you know, every one of them that, you know, basically has you pay for some kind of, you know, service, downloads or whatever.
Yeah.
They all take that and put it into the, you know, towards the general fund, towards profit or whatever.
And nothing's wrong with that. I mean,
nothing's wrong
cool
with it. But Free Talk Live does something a little different. And yeah, the intention is that, you know, the money goes directly towards getting Free Talk Live on radio stations and things like that in order to, well, have it so that people who are, you know, putting money into the AMP program feel like we're using it directly to reach other people with the ideas of liberty.
Indeed. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up.
And by the way, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI, and SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. We've been a sponsor. Jason Osborne, of one of the principals at SACL CAI, has been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. We thank him, and if you have a business and you need to try something new in the area of collections or accounts receivable or whatever. SACL CAI can do it. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com, top on the right-hand side of the page.
Still to come later tonight, Mark, you're going to tell us about drones and war crimes. It was only a matter of time before we started hearing about this. But first, we'll continue with the cannabis issue, where the federal government, according to RT and the New York Times, is plotting. They're plotting ways to come after Washington and Colorado for the hubris of those people there. What do they think they're doing? They think they can just do whatever they want to and legalize cannabis by a mass vote, mass popularity. Well, we won't stand for this in the federal government. We're going to crush you. That's where they're coming at this from. But let's go through a little bit more here from RT as to what exactly they may have in mind. This is according to, again, RT, and they're citing the New York Times. Let's see. Savage is the gentleman, the reporter, Charlie Savage, from the New York Times. He cites anonymous sources familiar with the discussions going on in D.C., whom he says are considering plans for legal action against the states of Colorado and Washington. Meanwhile, the Obama administration last week once again chimed in on the topic, but as with earlier abbreviated statements, the only words out of the nation's capital forecast an ominous battle likely to brew for some time. When the results of the legislation up for vote in both states trickled through on the evening of the election day, the Justice Department dispatched a short statement clarifying the federal classification of marijuana as an illegal substance, which, by the way, according to their classification rankings, they believe that marijuana is as dangerous as heroin.
Schedule A, is
there? Schedule 1.
Schedule 1.
This week, the United States Attorney for Seattle once again warned the federal law is still on the books, saying that in acting the Controlled Substances Act, Congress determined that marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance, regardless of any changes in state law, including the change that will go into effect on December 6th in Washington. Growing, selling, or possessing any amount of marijuana remains illegal under federal law. Additionally, the New York Times quotes Duncan, that state attorney, as saying the Justice Department maintains that its responsibility to enforce the Controlled Substances Act remains unchanged, meaning federal law enforcement isn't necessarily interested in adhering to local rules. Now, of course, it's one thing for the feds to say they're going to keep enforcing this, but will they be able to get the locals to assist them anymore? If marijuana is legal in Washington and Colorado, what will the police departments do when let's say the DEA comes knocking, as they are known to do in departments across the country?
Sure, they use local departments for all kinds of...
Yeah, they beef up their enforcement
logistics.
Crew and
yeah.
That sort of thing. So, let's say the DEA comes by in Seattle and goes to Seattle PD and says, we got a drug bust we want to make here in town. We got some alleged pot growers or pot dealers here. And can you help us out with that? I guess they probably would, because marijuana selling and growing is still technically illegal in Washington State. So maybe they would help with that. But busting,
I think that the idea is that legalizing an ounce or less means that the feds just won't do anything about it. Can you imagine an FBI agent running around looking for somebody who's got a half an ounce of pot?
Yeah, that's not very likely. A similar legislation approved during last month's election is expected to go on the books in Colorado in the coming weeks, even before becoming official. However, some important state institutions have announced they won't be cooperating with the end of prohibition. According to the University of Colorado at Boulder, their spokeswoman said, in order not to lose federal funds, we need to comply with federal law. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that part of the story, where apparently colleges, even though on college campus, there's widespread use of cannabis today on every college campus across the country.
that is a safe bet, yeah.
They're claiming that they are going to continue enforcing cannabis laws on campus. But does that mean that they'll be charging people federally with possession? Is that even possible? Do they have a federal possession charge? They must, right? Like, if you happen to get arrested by a federal cop for something else and they find some pot on you, can they charge you with a federal crime for that? Is there a federal possession charge?
I don't know the answer, obviously, but I would think that you're right, that they probably have something like that.
So it looks like these bureaucrats at the schools are going to continue cracking down in order to continue receiving money from the federal government. According to NBC, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper acknowledged before the law was approved that it would be an uphill battle for local marijuana advocates. Given the Fed's insistence in playing by their own rules, Seattle City Attorney
Hickenlooper always lays it out like he sees it.
Pete Holmes tells NPR station KUOW, that in his state, residents should be thankful that local law enforcement won't be tasked what is largely considered not just a non-issue, but an expensive endeavor, whereas schools and universities in Colorado aren't considering the new law for the sake of saving money. Holmes says the legislation in Washington will actually save the state bundles. He says, I think they should acknowledge this newfound right. I think they should celebrate in the privacy of their homes if they choose to do so, and be thankful that we're no longer arresting some 10,000 Washingtonians a year in the state of Washington and spending well over $100 million in law enforcement resources on that. That's from the city attorney in Seattle.
Right, and this is something that every conservative out there needs to take into consideration. Just because you don't like to light up a spliff every now and then doesn't mean that other people don't. Just because you would prefer to drink beer rather than, or, you know, a martini or whether, rather than, you know, using marijuana doesn't mean that other people wouldn't. And there's an incredible cost.
Yeah.
And a cost.
A lot of unseen costs, too.
A whole bunch of them. But there's an incredible cost in law enforcement. More cops isn't better. Not when it comes to the rule of law. I mean, what you find is it creates a class of people who are then not accountable in the same way that they would be if you had a smaller policing force out there. Like, there was in the past before the drug war.
10,000 people, by the way. It's staggering, the numbers. It's 1.5 million people nationwide are arrested for drug crimes every year. About half of them, around 800,000, are just for cannabis. Most of those, 80%, are just for possession. So, I mean, across the country, people are being aggressed against on a regular basis. And just the numbers are incredible. 10,000 people arrested just for cannabis in 1 year.
Can you run those numbers by me one more time, because they're a little confusing for me. Of the drug arrests, there are
about 800,000 of them are cannabis arrests.
So is that half?
80% of those, about half.
About half of the drug arrests are cannabis, and about 80% of the cannabis arrests
are for possession.
Are possession
only.
Arrests.
Exactly. So this guy's saying it's only 10,000. It's 10,000 people up in Washington every single year. And that's a lot of lives being ruined. I know that, you know, a lot of people are under the mind, the impression that, oh, it's just a little bit of pot. It's no big deal. As far as the arrest is concerned, you're just going to fine a slap on the hand.
But it affects college and, getting...
It affects everything. If you are, if you've got a job and you get arrested, you could lose your job. If you're in jail overnight and you don't make it to your work the next morning... Or you don't get bailed out fast enough by somebody, and maybe you're in jail for a couple days until you get arraigned, for instance. You've probably lost your job when you get out. There's a chance of that.
And certainly the possibility exists.
Or if they find out that, at your job, the reason why you got arrested, that could also be a reason for you to lose your job.
Yeah, I remember a next-door neighbor when I was living in Sarasota, Florida, older gentleman who got arrested for smoking marijuana after work. And you wouldn't believe the contrition that he displayed to me before finding out that, are you kidding, man? You have the right to smoke a marijuana. And then suddenly his whole demeanor changed.
There's more coming up here at 855-453. Hour 2's next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.